passage for the sermon this morning is taken from the gospel. Jesus said, "Be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. In this modern and busy world, it becomes more and more difficult to be truly thankful. The holiday that was conceived as a prayerful day of rest from work has become for many of us just one more day of worry. There is an anxiety that permeates our culture, which is one of the most insidious and effective tools of the devil. We are blessed with more of everything than any nation in any place or at any other time. And yet, we still worry about not having enough. And rightfully so. Our security is tenuous. Many of us are a paycheck from financial difficulty. We worry about how we can afford to care for our parents or for a spouse as they age. We worry about the capability of this system to care for us when we will need help. We worry about pressure on our children, the media, their peers, and any number of predators threaten them in a way that we cannot remember ever being threatened ourselves when we were their age. We worry that what little we have set aside, our security and protection, will be overwhelmed by invisible forces that rule our lives with terror and injustice. The author of all lies, the devil, is whispering in our ear that our worry is prudence, that our anxiety is self-preservation. And then we have to build our walls of personal protection and security ever thicker and more impenetrable to insulate us from our neighbors. Because if we don't watch out for ourselves, who will do it for us? But St. Matthew speaks for Jesus, standing by our shoulder, whispering in our other ear the issue that our Lord has commanded against living in fear. Jesus says, "Be not anxious. After all, which of you by being anxious can add one cubit to the measure of his life?" The Holy Spirit, speaking through the Psalms, adds, "We should not put our trust in man. There is no such thing as works righteousness, and even more truly, there is no such thing as worry righteousness." Since it's clear that anxiety is not the godly response to the real dangers and problems that we face, we have to determine what is the right response. Unfortunately, we have a handbook that tells us what the response should be. It's the Bible, right? Psalm 50 guides us towards the answer. "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows to the Most Highest, and call upon me in time of trouble, and so I will hear you, and thou shalt praise me." It may seem strange, even incongruous, that the response to the woes of this world is to have an attitude of thanksgiving. But on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us that we should be glad when we are reviled and persecuted, for we will share in the reward of the prophets. By nature, we shrivel and worry for those ills that might befall us. But Jesus did not give in to that temptation. In contrast to our being paralyzed by the fears and uncertainty of our lives, our Lord faced his destiny, which he knew, and he did it with courage. Just hours before he would be betrayed, imprisoned, judged unjustly, tortured, and ultimately murdered, he gathered his family and friends into an upper room to share a meal with them. He took bread and he gave thanks. He blessed the bread, making it his very body, and shared it, giving it to his disciples and commanding them to do the same. Similarly, he took wine, and after he had given thanks, he blessed it and made it his very blood and shared it with the disciples and through them with us. St. John tells us that he prayed for us at that supper, not only for the apostles and disciples that were with him, but for each of us that would come to believe through them. As we are directed in the prayer book for both morning and evening prayer, we should thank the Lord for our creation, our preservation, and all the blessings of this life. Be not anxious, but instead let us come to the banquet table, the Eucharistic altar, and give him our anxiety and our fears and our worries. But this time, leave them there. I mean, we do this all the time, don't we? We bring our worries to the altar, and then we bring them back with us. And we pick them up and put them on as quickly as we leave this place or as quickly as we begin the next day. No, today, leave them there. Give them to God. Really give them to God. Because he will bless that offering if you leave it. And he'll return it to you as grace. Those fears you brought to the rail will become faith and courage and blessings that you can share. Be not anxious what you shall eat or what you shall drink. He has prepared a heavenly banquet for us, and he shares it with us on earth at the altar rail. Eat of his body, drink of his blood, which is given to you to preserve your bodies and souls unto everlasting life. Be not anxious what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. The merciful and gracious Lord has made a place for us to share his resurrection, both in body and soul, so that we can be with our Lord in his glory. A life of faith and gratitude to God, facing the troubles of the world, not in fear, but in faith and thanksgiving, is the witness that he commands us to give to the world. Be not anxious what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or yet for your body. Our Heavenly Father knows that we have need of such things, and he will provide for us. But he's given us even more than that. He has clothed us with the very nature of his beloved Son, so that we can be made perfect, made one in Christ, and share the love that Christ has for the Father and the Father has for the Son. Today, America celebrates Thanksgiving. We, as Christians, celebrate it every day, everywhere, and every time that the Eucharist is offered up. Let us give thanks to our Lord and God, because it is meet and right so to do.